You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Part 1 in understanding the nature, the essence of what Kaddish is all about, in particular the highlights, the Etzamos of Kaddish, which is the Omen Yehishmei Rabba Shabbos Daf Kuf Yutesim and Beis. Rishim Levi says, anyone who answers, call on Ona. Omen Yehishmei Rabba B'chol Kocho Korlo Gzardinim Shol Shivim Shona. You could take a Gzardin that was written Chalila V'chas L'ron, you could be Mahapi Chit L'tova. V'chokas Rishonim Tosis gets into the discussion. We have Rashi Rabbeinu Yonah, is it with all of your kayach, all of your energy? Is it out loud? Is it b'chol kavanoso? Is b'chol kocho b'kol ram? Machlokes Rishonim, and again we paskin, the ikar is when it was more the kavanah, the ikar and the kol ram. It doesn't have to be mamash out loud. It's out loud enough that it's ma'ira, it awakens the inner kavanah pnimis. But amana, you have to have kavanah, and it could be mahapech the entire gezardin of Shimshona, meaning a gezardin, and it was given on a person's life. So avada, the pinnacle of the Kaddish, it reaches its climax with the Omen Yehishme Rabba Mevorach, the Olam Omei Amayi, which is what we're going to talk about with Siyata Nishmaya tonight. Amalamaisa, when you count it up, we have 10 different Lashonos of Shvach to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yiskadal, Yiskadash, Yisbarach, Yishtabach, Yispaya, Yisromam, Yisnase, Yisale, Yisadar, Yishalal. 10 different Lashonos of Shvach to the Borei Olam. What exactly is this Inyan? And 10, we know the Gemara says in Brachos Lam Gimel Amud Beis that Anshei Knesset Gedola, had they not provided those choice words of Kela Gadol HaGibur VeAnoro, and we wouldn't even be allowed to say those. Ad Kan Shvacha Demari Amo, you're here, you're going to stop right here. We see that somebody was given a shmooze because he wanted to elaborate in the Shvach. You're not allowed to do that unless Anshei Knesset Gedola, Alpi, and Nevuah Mehem, Hayu Chagi Zechayim Alokhi, Hayu Nevi'im. So they coined the Nusa. Why in Kaddish, which we'll get to, wasn't Anshei Knesset Gedola, we'll see in just a little bit. But whoever was Masakein, the Lashonis of Kaddish, and why are we here? Do we have 10? So writes of the Shibuli Haleket, in the beginning of Inyanei Tfilo and Shibulas Ches, and writes of the Shibuli Haleket, Ayesh Mina Ga'inim, and it's bought by Rav Haigon and Shuvas Rav Haigon. In Ginzei Shechter, Yesh Min HaGoyim Shomrim Shein Kenegan Asorim Amoros Shebehen Nivra Olam. Mishnah Perkei Elvis Perkei Mishnah Alap Yasorim Amoros Nivra Olam. The whole world came into being Ayadei, the 10 utterances that the Yibishter spoke. We menu Atalom and Shalkei Niskan. And why did the world come into being? To give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that Hashem created was L'chvodi Barasiv, to give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were Mesakein Kaddish to do what? To highlight the beauty of the world that Hashem brought into existence, to highlight the Neflos Avori, the Kvod Shal Hashem Yizbarach here in this world. And that's why Kaddish we say Ba'amo Divroch Yerusei. We gave a drush on that and the last time, but Ba'amo Divroch Yerusei is Ba'alma Devra Chirusei, in the world that he created, Kiravosei, like his roots, in the world that Hashem, he spoke in his infinite wisdom, decided to design this world. That's why, in the context of Kaddish, we'll mention 10 praises, because we're highlighting first and foremost the world that the Borei Olam brought into existence, mainly brought into existence, Ayidei 10 Mamarim, and we're praising Hashem for each and every individual mimer, just like in Dayenu, Kavamalas Davis, Lamalkam Aleinu, when we highlight piecemeal one by one, so too we want to talk about the 10 utterances that brought Hashem's magnificent world into being, and will invoke 10 disparate lashonos of Shvach to the Borei Olam, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to highlight the world, the Ba'amo Divrach Rusei, that he brought into being based on his Ratzon. So now it's very geschmack, because the Shibuli Elekia goes on to say in the Orchas Chayim, the Rimul O'Nil also talks about this Inyan, that all the Aser Sedibris, writes the Zayar, are Kalulin Be'Asor Ma'amoris. All the 10 commandments are somehow encompassed in the Asor Ma'amoris. Ubekadish, writes the Shibuli Eleket, Ayesh Asor Shvachas Keneged Asor Ma'amoris. We have 10 different Lashonos of praise to a Kershuch corresponding accordingly to the 10 Ma'amoris. Now we understand, we have 10 unique words of praise. A yiskado v'yiskadash. Now let's keep in mind, we break that up from the rest, the remaining 8. Because what do we say? Yiskado v'yiskadash me rabo. Those two stand alone. And those two, it happens to be are based on the pasuk. Clearly, shayach to la salavo and yaskanda ve yaskandash. Based on the pasuk in Yecheska Paraklam and Ches pasuk of Gimel, Al Shema Mikra Husad writes the Ruchas Chaim v'hiskaldalti v'hiskandashti. The pasuk in Yecheska is describing Mechemes Gog u'Magog, and when we're going to have that final war of Gog u'Magog, Hashem's name is going to be made great. Hashem's name will be sanctified. V'hiskaldalti v'hiskandashti. Hence, whoever was Masakin Kaddish yiskaldal v'hiskandash. So why break it up if we have 10 praises that correspond to the 10 mamoros? So we didn't break up the 10 words, the 10 individual statements. They brought the world into being. So be kolo, just group them all together and say, Yiskalo, Yiskadash, Yisbaruch, Yishtabach, Yisbar, Yisromam, Yisnasa, Yisale, Yishadav, Yishalal. Why do we say Yiskalo, Yiskadash, stop, Shmei Rabbo, Biyamadarach, Zivuchule? And then we group all the other ones together. He says, Gevaldik. I mean, Yisrav Haigon says, based on the Zohar, all the Aser Sedibros are included in the Aser Mamoros. How Kashem Shah Yehavsek, and Shtei Dibros HaRishonis L'Shmona Dibros HaChonis. Why? Because let's go to the Gemara of the Animachus. Torah Tzivol Adam Moshe, Moshe Beinu gave us Gematria Torah. He gave us 611 commandments. Where did we get the first two? Hanochiv L'Yachar writes the Gemara at the beginning of Chav Dalet Amin Alpha Machus V'Pia Gavur Shamonom. We heard the first two Dibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a clear distinction on Akudas HaHevdel between the first two and the remaining Dibros, because these two we heard from the Almighty Himself. Hence Yiskana V'Yiskanash. That corresponds to Anochi. Hello, Yilacha. They came from a Kodesh Ruchu. That's its own unique, independent phrase. And thus, Yiskala v'Yiskala Shmei Rabba, period. Ba'amo will have a big hefsek, and only then will we continue with the remaining eight praises. Writes the Shibul the Alekin and Shibul the Ches and Yonet Tfilah, because they correspond to the ten Mamaras. The Zohar tells us that the Aser Sedibros are Marumas in the ten Mamaras, and since there's a break between Anok Le'ilach, which came from a Kodesh Ruchu, that's Yiskala v'Yiskadash, and that is Anokhi Hashem Elokecha. Le'ilacha, he's the God who is great. He's the God who is holy and sanctified, and thus will break them up into its own unique category, and then we'll be mamshech weiter with the other ones. Kachav sikur bekadosh b'mei shvachas harishonis l'shmona achronis. Samela, we have 2 and 8, but when you put it all together, sacha kol 10 correspond to the asara mamors. Okay, with the Gra, and Metzam. Now we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about when we go piecemeal through the words of Kaddish itself. So Lamaisa, we have a Kaddish, clearly bringing in Asara Mamaros and Sisidibus. No coincidence, therefore. Listen to the Perush HaRosh and the Posek in Yisro, beginning of Perachof, we're talking about Matan Tayyar, Perachof, Posek Aleph. It appears in the Hadar Zakenim, Yuchas, and the Bali Yatesis as well. And writes the Rosh, Vayedabra Lokim Eskol Advarim Ha'ilu Lamor, which was the introductory Posek to the Asara Sisidibus, this verse that I just read to you. Vayedabra Lokim Eskol Advarim Ha'ilu Lamor, Bazal Posek. You have 7 words and 28 letters in the introductory phrase that brings with it the Aser Sedibros. V'chema pasuk aleph shel bereishis, bereishis bara Elokim, Asher Shamayim Asher Aretz. 7 words, 28 letters. Clearly a parallel. The beginning of the world, the beginning of the Jewish people as a nation within that world. This was created al yaday what? 7 words, 28 letters. This was created al yaday 7 words, 28 letters. Amad, it's the hispashtus, just like the world came into being. The world is all defined in terms of the number 7. 7 days of the week, 7 years in a Shemitah cycle, 7 Shemitah cycles in a Yovel cycle, 7 notes in the musical scale, 7 colors in the rainbow in the spectrum, 7 minutes takes the average person to fall asleep, 7 times shuffling a deck of cards to randomize a deck of cards. The average person is asked to pick a number between 1 and 10. The average person picks a number 7. The number 7 dominates the world. 7 Rekiyim, Chagig, Yudbei, 7 continents, 7 seas, 7 skies, 70% of the universe is as water, 70 years is the average lifespan of a person. Double tzitzis and telling, kibitzel tzadi, posig yud. 7 dominates the world. That's Shiva, that's Tzviya. That's completion. What's the Hispashus? Everything that came into the world of Teva, the world of sevens, has now Nispashik to north, east, southwest, to the Dalad Ruchas Olav. So the Hispashus, the flushing out of the number 7, is 7 times 4, which is 28. How did the world come into being? Ayyadei 7 words, Brace Rel, Kimish, Shemaim, Saharats, Nispashik into 4, that's 28 letters. 7 times 4 is 28. That's the beginning of the world in its entirety. The world within a world, Hainu, the creation of Amlechus Konim, Gai Kodesh, Klai Yisrael, within the larger world. They have a combination on Yedei Le'aseret HaDibros, a parallel, it's a loshon that's magbil to the opening posuk of the Chumash, and this one is Vayedaber Elokim, it's called Devarim Ha'ilalimor, seven words, Nispashet times four into four directions, sometimes four is 28, so we get seven and we get Chavches, we ain't done yet. Chaim posuk al Shabresis V'chaim, B'ma'ana Shokadish, Omen Yehei Shmei Rabba, Mevorach Liyolam Olei Amaya. What's the highlight of the Kaddish, the Yehei Shmei Rabba? Yehei Shmei Rabba is Shabbos Kuf Yotesim and Meis. You can be Mahabich Exar Din Hashem Shona. Why? You can recreate your world. That's L'chair what the Rosh is being Marames to. The world came into being Ayyadeh 7 times 4, 28. 7 words, 28 letters. And then Aser Sedibus is the recreation of Klai Yisrael as a nation, as an Am. It's going to be a Leda Chanoshi, Yitzir Chanoshi. We see the Nevi'im always describe it. It's right. It's a rebirth of a nation. That's the Exodus. It's a new being of Klai Yisrael. It's a new creation of a world. Hence, 7 again. Let's create 7 times 4 into 28. And you can recreate yourself anew. You can take your life. Your life is 70 years, and they've already decided. It's already been determined. Your 70 years will look like X, Y, and Z. You have your world. One Amin Heshem Rabba could turn your world upside down. Came a Habichit from Ra into Taiva with the utterance of a Heshem Rabba Doya Kavana. If this could change your own personal world, wouldn't we expect, as the Rosh, as the Hadar Zagenim point out, Amin Heshem Rabba Mavorach Liolam Olam Ayamaya has seven words. Times four is 28. Seven words, 20 letters in Amin Heshem Rabba. And this is a remiss to what continues the Rosh, Hadar Zagenim. Asmachto. The Mashamru Chazal. Now we don't actually have a Chazal like this. The Gemara talks in Chomsky Yotes as a reference to Vayichulu. Anyone who says Vayichulu Kilonasa Shuvtov LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereishis, but the Rosh brings this Medrash, as does the Rokeach and other Rishayim. Listen to the Rosh. He doesn't say where it is, and you look at the additions. It just says Amru Chazal. We don't have this Medrash. What's the lashon of Chazal? Kol ha'ona amin b'chol kocho kilo nasa shutuf la'kadosh baruch hu b'maisa bereishis u'b'matan tayro. You're a partner in creation because you're recreating yourself anew. You're recreating your own sense of self, your own existential self sense of being. You're recreating your own world. And thus, I mean, Heshmer Rabba, seven words times four, four ruchos olam is 28. And thus you become a shutuf. You're recreating the world along with la'kadosh baruch hu, and you're a shutuf matan tayro. That's Amin Heshmi Rabba. And thus, it's Gevaldik. Anyone who says Amin Heshmi Rabba, Bechol Kocho, use all your Kayach. Kayach 28. Tap into the 28 letters of Bereishis. Tap into the 28 letters of Vayedaber Elokim. Tap into the 28 letters of Amin Heshmi Rabba. Give it all your Kayach. Have Kavanah in all the 28 letters. You put all your Kayach into it. You're a Shutav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You recreate the world. Gevaldik. How many times a day do we say Kayach? Kaddish. I give Aldik. We say Kaddish seven times a day. And why do we say Kaddish seven times a day? Writes in Shibuli Aleket and his last piece in Shibuli Aschas. Ain't posin mizayin kadeshim v'chol yom. You don't say fewer than seven kadeshim each and every day. Ha'agonim zal somchum. What's the smach? Al shem David HaMelech until him kuf yates kuf samach dalet. How many times a day does David HaMelech praise the Yebishter? How many times do you think he's going to praise the Yebishter? David's the king of sevens. David was the seventh son of Isha. He marries the daughter of seven, Bathsheba, who the Chida writes in Sifkot and Yitzayin and Helam Dover was the seventh wife of his 18 wives. David HaMelech lives 70 years. David HaMelech is the seventh guest that visits us Sukkot time. He's connected Shabbos Malkus, David HaMelech, Shabbos, the seventh day of the week. He dies on Shavuos, Yushami and Be'ah Chagiga says, dies on Shavuos after 7 weeks. He dies on Shavuos. His death is discussed in Mesechus Shabbos. Writes the Bechor Sheminyan Ariel, based on Rosh Hashanah and Aleph, if he died on Shavuos, Mestama, he was born in Shavuos. And in Memela, he's all about the number 7. He lived 70 years. He is always dominated by the number 7. He's the seventh guest of Zion Roem. He is the seventh shepherd. He's connected to the seventh sphera of Midas HaMalchus. David HaMelech is Gematria 14, 7 doubled over. He gives us Shlomo with Bathsheba HaSholem. He brings us to a sense of Shlemos. David HaMelech is all about the number 7. How many times a day do you think he's going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We go to Kuf Yutes, Pasuk Kuf Samach Dalet, Sheva Bayom Hilaltich. Even when he was sick, how many pillows did he go through a day from Schwitzing? 7 pillows. He started his kingship. Where did he start his kingship? In Hebron. How many years? 7 years in Hebron. He's all about the number 7. David HaMelech. Gevaldik. How many times did he praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Baruch Hu, we want to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem who brought the world into being. Hashem who gave us the Matan Torah, who enabled us to recreate ourselves as a nation. Hashem who gave us Amin Heshem Rabbah, where we create ourselves anew. 10 praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many times a day will we say these 10 praises? We'll give it a shamus in the Olam HaTeva. You can't have one day in the Olam HaTeva that sees fewer than Zion Kadishim. Because David says, I praise you 10 times a day. Kishmak, 10 praises, 7 Kadishim a day. That's 7 times 10, that's 70. David Melch only needs to live 70 years. Odom Rishon only needs to give him 70 years. The Zohar Chelek Aleph, Tzadi Aleph, Bam and Beis, he only needs to give him 70 years. It's a complete lifestyle. It's a complete lifetime. That Shiva, that Tzviya, that is David Melch in his 70 years. It's the 7 times 10. It's the Reboy praising God. 7 Kadishim a day, where each Kadish has 10 different praises of God. That is the 7 times 10. That's the 70. That is David Melch Meila. We have 7 different Kadishim. Mamela, a Gevaldik, that's really a Makor in the Medrash Tehillim and the Medrash Shochet Tov and Mizra Vav. Lamanatech Beneginos Al Hashemines. Zeo Shomer Kosev Sheva Bayomi Laticha. David says, I praise you 7 times a day. What's that a reference to? One Madi Yomer says, to the Zion Mitzvah Makusha to Kriya Shema. And one says, it's Keneged the 7 Chasimus of Kriya Shema, Shachus and Armas Machule. Dabar Acher Keneged Sheva Pomim Shashliach Tzibur Omer Kadish Bechol. Yo, writes the Medrash Tehillim. Why did David say Sheva Yom Milaticha? I praise you 7 times a day. That is the Makor that David HaMelech says 7 times a day. Keneged, corresponding accordingly to the 7 times a day that the Shatz says Kaddish. You gotta say Kaddish 7 times a day. That's Indian of the Kaddish. So what is this main focus of Amin Heshmei Rabba? We'll talk about, Temet Hashem, why Kaddish is said in Lashon Aramis, what's it doing in Aramaic. It's not only fully Aramaic, it has some Hebrew in it too. And why were they Masakin in such a Lashon? So let's take a look. Taisus already is going to be more us to that Indian. But let's start out Shas, Brachas, Dav Gimel, and Aleph, and let's see fascinating Gemara about Amin Heshmei Rabba. We turn Rasiyata Deshmai to the bottom of Tav Gimel Amud Aleph and Brachas. So what happened over here? Tanya, if you look a couple lines before the lines get wide, about 7 to 8 lines, Tanya, the last word in the line, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Pamacha Seyisim Halach Baderech. One time I was walking on the Ovin Echnasi L'chur Ba'achas V'chus Yisholayim L'Spalel, and I needed to daven, so I went into one of the ruins, one of the debris in Yerushalayim. Bo Elio Zoch L'Tov Shomer Li Al Pesach. Elio Novi Zoch L'Tov, he came and he waited for me by the entranceway of the Churba Ach Shesiyamti Tfilasi, until I concluded my Shmon Esrei. After I finished my davening, Amar Li, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Amarti Lo, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Amori. Beautiful exchange. And then he turned to me and he said, Bani, my dear son, what did you put yourself in a matzav sakana? Why'd you go into the churba? Amarti Lo L'spal, I went into daven. And he says to me, Eliyonavi says to Rabbi Yossi, Hayilacha L'spal B'derech. You shouldn't have gone into a makam sakana. You should have davened on the road. But then if I would daven on the open road, I would have been afraid that I would have been interrupted by those passing by. So curtail your Shmon Esrei and say the Nesucha, the Tefillah Katzara. It's a discussion whether the Tefillah Katzara is Havinenu here or not. It's not so poshut either. Akoponim, Rashi does say Havinenu, but not all Rishonim necessarily say it's the same thing. I learned 3 things. Alamati Sheinichnas L'Chorva. You don't go into a Chorva, and that's where Mazikin or Shriach. Alamati Shemespalim B'Derech. You're allowed to daven on the Derech. Alamati Shemespalim B'Derech. Mespalim Tefillah Katzara. You're allowed to curtail it either with Havinenu or the different Nusach. That's called the Tefillah Katzara. Amar Li Bani, Ma Kol Shemata B'Chorva Zu. Tell me, Rabbi Yossi, you went into the Chorva. What did you hear in the Chorva? What was going on? I want to know. What did you hear? And I said to Eliyonavi, Shemati Baskol. Now remember, B.O.C. is already a Tano. So we're talking about the days after Churban Habayis. There's no more Nevuah. When did Nevuah come to a Hafsoka? When did it stop? Chag is Zachari Malachi. Members of Anshei Knesset Gedolah, they were the last of the Nevi'im, the last in Trey Yosar and the Chedek and Nevi'im. Chag is Zachari Malachi, the last of them. And we had a loss of Nevuah. No longer do we have Nevuah. But what do we have? We have Baskol. Taisus says in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Why is it called a Baskol? Because you're not hearing the Shekhinah speak to you directly like a Nevuah. A Nevuah is, you know with certainty God is speaking directly to you. Baskol is a Baskol. That's an echo, meaning you're not hearing it from the father, from the mother, from Ravino Shemayim. You're hearing it from the Bas. That means it bounced off of something else, and you're hearing the reflection. You're hearing the Baskol. Again, we talked about in the past, the Tshuva, the Rif, and Simon Aleph. Why is it called a Baskol? Why why not a ben kol? Why is it called a bas kol? Why is it called a binyan av? Why not a binyan aim? Why is it yesh aim lemikra? Why not yesh av lemikra? Rishonim get into the discussion why we have the discrepancy in the terminologies. Akoponim, bas kol is still something. Rav Margolius in his introduction to his edition, Moshed Rav Kook, Shas HaChus Min HaShemayim by Rav Yakim Yimarmish, one of the Bali Yatezus, he explains all the differences between Nevua, Ruch HaKadosh, and a bas kol. So we heard a bas kol. He's in the Chorvot where he shouldn't have gone in the first place, but he's Rav Yossi. And Rav Yossi heard a Gevaldi a bas kol. And what was the bas kol? Shemen Hemes Kiyona was cooing like the dove. Now let's keep in mind, it's obviously a reference to Klai Yisrael, because who is likened to the dove, Klai Yisrael. Later on in Brochus, Dafrin Gimlam and Beis, Klai Yisrael is likened to the Yonah. Say, so here's a kol that's cooing like the dove. V'yomeris, and it's saying, Oy lebonim shubun usay mechrafti es beis yisrafti es echoli ve'glisin lebein umas. Oy, woe is to my sons that with their averis, their sins, I had no choice but to destroy my house, and I had to burn my hechal, my temple. I had to send them into exile amongst the nations of the world. V'yomerli, and Eliyonav, he said to me, which is a Lashon Shvua, and he repeats it. Why? Because he wanted to drive the point home emphatically. A Lashon Shvua, you think Rabbi Yossi, he only said it to you at one time when you were in the Chorba. I want you to know, Rabbi Yossi, Lo Shazu Bilvot Ameres Kach, Ela B'chol Yom Yom Sholosh Palm Ameres Kach. Sholosh Palmim, can I get the three Mishmaris that the Gemara discussed earlier on the top of Gimel and Aleph? He says it three times a day, the Mefarshim explained, corresponding to the Gimel Mishmaros, and three times a day, the bas kol comes out and it says the following: B'chol yomei shalosh pam ameres kach v'lo zu bilvad ella b'shal sheyisa nachnas in the bate k'nesis v'atim roshes va'onin yehesh mei agodah mevorach. Every time, not only the 3 days that the bas kol is going out, but every single time Klai Yisrael enters their respective shuls and bate midrashes, and they answer amen yehesh mei agodah mevorach hakadosh baruch hu me'anei rosh Hashem kaviyochol shakes his head v'yomer, and he says ashri hamelach shemakal sino suba beiso. Well, fortunate is the king that is. People come to praise him in his house. What is going to be for the father who had no choice, was faced with no alternative but to send his beloved sons into exile, and what was to the children themselves that they had to be banished from the home of the father, they had to be sent into exile. So what do we see is going on over here? We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy. He's happy that what? Ashri Yamela Shemakasana Subabeso. He's happy that they're praising him. Now Rashi learns that they praised him in the past in the Beis HaMikdash. But that's not the gears of the morale, as we'll see momentarily. Morale says no, they're continuously praising Hashem, not a reference to what took place in the Ovra, but what takes place in the Hova. Every time Jews go into shul and they daven and they say Amen Yehoshua Rabbah in the Beis Midrash after Shir, and they say the Kaddish Rabbanon, every time they say Amen Yehoshua Rabbah, Hashem says, well, Gevaldik, look how fortunate is the king who's subjects whose children praise him in such a fashion. But oi, woe that I had to send them out of the house. I had to kick them into Golis, send them out of the Beis HaMikdash, out of Eretz Yisrael, out of Yerushalayim HaKadosh. And woe was to them that they had to be banished from the table of their father. Let's take a look at the Baal HaTosfos. What exactly do we mean to say and express every time we utter those precious words, Yehesh Mei Rabba Mavarach? So the bottom tesis in Abgimel and Aleph, Onin Yehesh Mei Agol Mavarach. Mikan, Yehesh Lister Mashapirish from Machzer Vitri. And now Machzer Vitri is from the base Medrash of Rashi. And so much that appears in the Machzer Vitri, one of the Gedol Rishonim, is based on Rosh Shlomo Yitzchaki. He's quoting the Rebbe Rashi many times. So the Machzer Vitri says, what's pshat every time you say Yehesh Mei Rabba Mavarach? So he says like this. In the Machzer Vitri, he understands Yehesh Shmei Rabba Shizu Tfila Shanu Espalin Sheyamali Shmo. It's a Tfila. We're davening that Hashem's name should be made full, should be made complete, as it says in the end of Mishalach Perak Yud Zayin. Kiyano Case Ka Melchem Chamal Hashem Amolek Midor Kiyano Case Ka. As long as Amolek, the Shoresh of evil, as the Rambam Sefer Chinuch write, they're existing in this world, then the Kisei, the throne of God, is deficient, and the name of God is also lacking. Kiyala Kes Kol, it's not a Kisei, and the name of God is not Sholei. Kiyala Kes Kol, Shalo Yeishmo Sholei Mekusa Sholei Achiim Chazara Shal Molech, until all the descendants of Amolech are fully eradicated from the face of the world. Upirushu Kach. So what's the explanation? Yehei Shmei. What's Yehei Shmei? Remember, it's the Aramaic. Yehei Shmei is Hashem Shalo. In Aramaic, Shmo is Shmei. That's Shin Mem Yud Hei. So the Mausavitri breaks it up. Yehei Shmei is Yehei Shem Yud Hei. Shmei is Shem Yud Hei. I'm giving a bracha that Yehei Shmei, the Shem Yud Hei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be Rabbah, should be made great. Meaning what? Kolomer as if to say, Shana Mespalin Shehei Shmo God of Sholem Umavorach. And that means what? What's Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavarach? It means Yehei Shmei Rabba. That's its own independent praise. Yehei Shmei. The shame of Yud and Hei should be made Rabba, should be made great. I want a Moloch to be eradicated. I want them to be destroyed. All evil erased from the face of planets. And then I want the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Yud and Hei to be made Sholem, to be made complete, to be made Rabba. And then I say Mavarach. What's Mavarach? Should always be blessed, forever blessed. And that's a Tefillah Cheres Kolomer, as if to say, Mavarach. First, I want a Moloch to be destroyed. After you destroy a Moloch, and now the name of Hashem's Yud Hey can be extended to Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's now made Rabbah. It returns to its full, pure, pristine glory. Then I could say Mavorach. I want Hashem's name to continue to be blessed for all of Olam Haba. So Tesis doesn't like it. Why? Because let's go to our terminology. Four lines up from the bottom of the Gemara, what do we say? Avonin, Yehei Shmei HaGodol Mevorach. That means what? If you read it, it's Yehei Shmei HaGodol. I'm giving a bracha that the great name of Hashem should be Mevorach, should be blessed. That means Mevorach is not a separate phrase. It's not Yehei Shmei should be Rabbah and then Mevorach Li Olam Void. It's Yehei Shmei HaGodol, the great name of God should be Mevorach. That's not like the Mausavitri. And that's what Taisa says. Vizel lo nira. I don't like learning pshat like the Mausavitri. Why? Because our Gemara says, Yehei Shmei HaGodol Mevorach Mashma, it's a tefillah achasi. It's one tefillah, one four-word phrase that says what? I want the great name of God to be blessed forever. The kavon is not that Hashem's name should be made great and complete. The great name of God should be blessed. The Lakach Omrim Kaddish Belosh and Aramis. And now we can understand that which the world says. And why do we say Kaddish in Aramaic? Why weren't they misaking it in Lashon HaKodesh? Why invoke the Aramaic? Nafisha Tfila No Vishvach Kodohu. Because it's such a beautiful, great praise of the Almighty. And as we saw from the Shibuli Alek and Anor Chaschayim, it's a praise that simultaneously is praising God for having created the whole existence of the world. 10 separate, distinct praises corresponding to the 10 separate Mamar. So Mela, it's such a beautiful, incredible praise. We know, Gemara tells us in a few places that the Malachim, the Gemara and Shabbos, for example, they don't understand Aramaic. Since they don't understand Aramaic, we don't want them to understand, because if they understand what we're saying, they're going to be jealous of us. And that's what many say. Vizeino Nira. Habataisa says, I don't like that explanation. Why? We have many beautiful tefillos that are in Ivri. And we're not worried about the angels, celestial court of God, understanding them and being jealous of us. Alanira can amina b'sof sotan daf memtes ain olam eskayim ala sidra dekdushosa v'yahi yishmei rabba demasra agadato. The world is sustained on the Sidra de Kedusha, that's the Kodesh, 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 and Uval Etzion. And on Amin Heshme Rabba, that we say after you learn Agarata, after Shir, the Kodesh Rabbanon, show you Gilalam Akadesh Achad Rosha, after a Drosha or a Shir, Visham Hayu Ami Aratzis. So many Amaratzim would come to the Shir for the Hayim Avinim Kulam, Lashon HaKodesh. Not everybody understood Hebrew. And you want it to be something that's sustaining the world. We want the Amaratzim to understand. Just like Halach Ma'anya, we got to make sure everybody understands. Lekach Teknu Balashon Targum, Shahayu Akom Avinim Shizah. Showing them that was their vernacular, that's what they spoke. So that's what Taisa says. So what do we see? We see Yehei Shmei Rabbah, Mevorach, we have Machlokes, we showed him. And Nefesh HaChaim discusses this as well. The Mausavitri clearly understands the Yehei Shmei, the name of God of Yud Hei, should be made complete, it should be made whole. Now I think this is very geschmack.
But Malachim have their own shiras and tzibachs that they do all day.
Right, so they do have their own, but still they're jealous when Klai Yisrael sing something that they don't have. Yehei Shmei Rabbah is one of the key tefillos of the whole davening. And Rav Eliyahu Lopian writes in Lev Eliyahu and the Shvi Ve'or a scary nekuda. 1,000 Baruch Hu V'Roshmos do not equal the schar that you get for answering one Amen. 1,000 Baruch Hu Shmos do not equal one Amen, and 1,000 Amens don't equal one single Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah. So you could talk about the beautiful books, Vimru Amen. You could talk about the Amen groups and answering Amen to Brachas. The Gemal the Gezach. Amen is unbelievable. God Nahal and the Amen Yosem and the Mavarach. It's an unbelievable thing. The Chidah brings in the name of the Zeber Baruch. Why is the Gemara saying in the end of Brachas and Nazir that someone who answers Amen is greater than the Mavarach? Because when you make a Shakoni Bevor and you say the Shem Hashem, so what are you doing? You're thinking Shem Havaya, right? To the Zeber Baruch. You're thinking Yud Kei Vav Kei 26. But you can't enunciate the 26 Yud Kei Vav Kei. You're only enunciating the Shem Adonus Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is 65. So there's a break between the Machshava and the Peh. The Machshava is thinking Yud Kei Vav Kei 26, and the Peh is enunciating Adonus Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So Mela, here you have 26, and here you have 65, but they're not connected. The one who answers Amen writes the Zera Baruch, a Kabbalah Sefer, is greater. Why? Because Amen is Gematria Aleph Mem Nun, Gematria 91, which is 65 of Adonus plus 26 of Shem Havaya. The one who says Amen in one word is bringing together the 26 of Shem Havaya Yud Kei Vav Kei with the 65 of Adonus Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. 65 and 26 is 91, and that is Amen.
And Kel Melech Nemun.
And Kel Melech Nemun of Ado is also in the Amen Mela, and that's the Tziruf of Shem Havaya and the Shem Adonus. So we have the main name of God, that's Yud Kei Vav Kei, a Molek in the world. Then it's only what? With a Molek in the world, and then the Shem is Chaser. It's only a Yud and a Hey, and it's not a Yud Kei Vav Kei. So now let's go to the Rav Shitzer. I mentioned a few months ago a Moirdik Avart by the Rav Shitzer. We're not going to get into the whole Avart, but the Rav Shitzer says, based on the Zohar Kaddish, that the name of God is Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the Shem Etzem. That's the Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in the future, the Zohar says, Hashem is going to be what? Just like Hashem already told us. How did he introduce himself to Moshe Rabbeinu by the momentous encounter by the burning bush? Eke Asher Eke. I will be that I will be. Meaning what? The same God that's with you now, going to be with you forever. I'll be with you through every single tzara. We know that the Chosom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Just like Havaya, what's Yud Kei Vav Kei? Yud Kei Vav Kei symbolizes in one word, HaYehovah. That four-letter word spells Hashem is Haya, He was, Hashem is Hova, He is, and yeah, He will be. Eke Asher Eke is, I am here now, the same God that was, and I will always be. Yud Kei Vav Kei is the signet of God, and that is MS. Rashi says, why? Haya Hovivia, symbolized by Aleph Mem Sof. Aleph is a letter that was in the beginning of the Aleph base. Rashi writes in Chamson and Hayim and Aleph. Mem is in the middle. And Sof is at the end. Aleph Mem Sof. That's Chosom Shokar Shuchu Emes. Writes the Maral. Eke Asher Eke. What is Eheye? Eheye is Ani Eheye. Aleph He Yud He. Eskimatra 21. What's Eke Asher Eke? 21 that will be 21. Mathematically, what's 21 that will be 21? 21 times 21 is 441 Gematria Emes. 441 Gematria Emes. Eke Asher Eke is already alluding to Emes. That's Emes. And what is 441? 4 and 1 is 9. 9 is the only single digit. Is the only integer that represents Emes because it can never be changed. 9 times 2 is 18. 1 and 8 is 9. Times 3, 27. 2 and 7 is 9. Times 4, 36. 3 and 6, 9. You can't ever change it. That's why Mayim, you can never change Mayim. It always stays Mayim. That's why Mayim is Gematria 90. The Misperkutin is 9. And that's the idea of Eke Asher Eke. 441. 4, 4 and 1 is 9. That's Emes Eke Asher Eke. Then God is represented throughout history as Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the God that was in the beginning of history, Ani Rishon, Ani Achron, the God that is now, and Ani Achron, the God that will be. Writes the Rav Shitzer based on the Zohar in the future, God's name is going to be Yihyeh. The Vav is going to change to a Yud. And we had beautiful gematrias. The Rav Shitzer was Mamshech. But in the future, God's name is going to be Yeh. And what's the remez? Fahaya b'yomahu, Yihyeh Hashem Echad u'shmo Echad. Yihyeh Hashem Echad u'shmo. His shame is going to be Yihyeh. That's going to go from high. Because why? Because the future is going to be all about an eternity. An eternity that's going to continue ad infinitum for all of infinity. Amela, that is Yihyeh. Hashem will always be, will always be, will always be. And that's going to be yes. Now, the Fianius Daita Yitzkishmak. And what do we say every time in Kedusha, Musav, Shabbos Kedusha? Ayem Kom Kavodo. We're looking around at the world. Ayem Kom Kavodo, Eberstor, where is your covenant? And where is your covenant? Now, remember, we mentioned that Remez by Shishra Ashtapolyo. Esther sees the Bezion of Klai Yisrael, and she cries out to God in her Mizmar, Chav Beis and Tehillim, Kaili, Kaili, Lama Zavtani. And what's the Remez? When she Saul writes the Medrash HaKlayis was Mach V'Rosh. They were downtrodden and they were all impoverished. She screamed out to Hashem Yisbar, Kaili, Kaili, Lama Zavtani. Why? Who's the Malach? That's the Sanhedrin that defends the Jewish people, Michael. When we're on top, what do we call ourselves? Not Yaakov, we call ourselves Yisrael. If you take out the Aleph, Lam, and Yud from Michael, what do you spell Mach? We're downtrodden and stepped upon. If you take out the Aleph, Lam, and Yud from Yisrael, what do you spell? Rosh. We're impoverished, poor, utterly destitute. Esther sees Klayis, so we're poor, we're destitute, we're stepped upon. By Haman, by a Malek. What does she cry out? Kaylee, Kaylee, Lama Zotoni, the Aleph Lamed Yud of Michael, why did you forsake me? Why did you abandon me? Go back to Mach and change Mach into Michael with the Aleph Lamed Yud. Harosh, Kaylee, Aleph Lamed Yud of Yeshua, why did you forsake me? Why did you abandon me? I want you to go back to Rosh and transform Rosh into Yisrael. Sefiyin is Daiti, what do we do every time in Shon Esrei? We say that Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ayem Kum Kavodo, Hashem, where is your covered? I see a kise, case ka. I see a kise that's missing the olive. I see ka. I see a ka that's missing what? The future. Bahaya b'yomahu yi Hashem echad. The yud and hay. I want it to be another yud and a hay. The Phineas Daiti and Shabbos Musaf. What do we say? Ayem Kum Kavodo. Where is the covered of Kodesh Baruch Hu? Ayay aleph yud hay. The olive. It should be joined to the kas to make kisei, and the yud and hay should be joined to yud and hay to make yihyeh. I want the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be sholeh. I want the kisei to be sholeh. The Phineas Daiti every Shabbos, what do we say? Ayem Kum Kavodah. Where's the kavod of Hashem? The king sits on the kisei HaKavod, on his kisei of glory. It's not a glorified chair if it's missing an olive. The chair isn't sholeh. Amalek's in the world. I don't see God's covenant. I want it back on his kisei kaviyochol. I want it to be a kisei hakoved. Kisei the cholim. Ayay. Aleph, join to the kas and make it a kisei. Ayay. Yud and hey. Join to the yud and hey. And make it yihyeh. V'hayyeh b'yimuhu. Yihyeh Hashem echad shmo echad. Phineas Daiti. That's nichlal. That's meruma zin. Ayay mekom kavodo. And that's going to be in the future. So what are we asking? Then Hashem's name to be made cholim. And that's a beautiful, perhaps, remez to the mouth of Itri. So now, what is the kavana? What is going on here in this Gemara? What is Yehesh Meiramba all about? Let's go to Rechaim Friedlander. I hope we're going to squeeze this all in. We got to get Rechaim Friedlander. We still have to get to a Rokeach that's going to also fascinate us all. Let's take a look at this Rechaim. This is a Talmud Muvak of Elio Deslu, the Mirtam Elio, Amashkiach and Panovich, wrote several volumes of this Rechaim. And let's see what he says. And this is from Chela Gimel when he's talking about the Yemeyam Bein HaMetzarim, the Avelus on Yushalayim, as expressing the Chisaron and Kvot Shamayim.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
As he starts in the first paragraph, El Chazal U'Mesakein, the 3 weeks, we're not too far away, are times to deliberate, to contemplate, to meditate on the Avelus of Yushalayim. Every Zman has its Avodah Miyuchedes, and the Avodah of Bein HaMetzarim is to focus on the Avelus of Yushalayim. So he's going to take us now to Brochas Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara that we just learned together. Ma'aser B'Yosef Eliyonavi, Hava Na'ayin Ba'Godes Chazal HaMelomedes HaSonu Es Golot Tzara Shechino Chum Na'ayse Golos Yisrael. Let's delve a little deeply and inquire into the narrative that Chazal tell us in Brochas Dav Gimel Amud Aleph that teaches us the depth of the greatness of the pain that Tzara Shechina on Churban Abayis and on sending Klai Yisrael into Golus. Let's keep in mind that the Magid, the Malach, told Rabbi Yosef Kairo in the Sefer Magid Meishorim that it's a brocha that Hashem doesn't give us a glimpse of the true Tzara Shechina. The Malach that learned Bechavrusa with the author of the Shulchan Aruch in the Sefer Magid Meishorim, he writes that the Malach told him it's a brocha that Hashem doesn't allow us to be Margish Kedebo, the Tzara Shechina. Because if we would understand, fathom any iota of the pain of the Shechina by the Jews, by his children being in Golos, we would never be able to crack a smile our entire lives. So it's a bracha that Hashem doesn't allow us to feel the Tzara of the Shechina. But this Gemara teaches us a certain degree of the Tzara Shechina. We told Kach, Nasek HaMatzrich Liyos Tzara Velos HaYisholayim. And based on that, based on the conclusions, we will derive what is necessary so that we could feel the tsar of the morning of Yerushalayim. Sam Rabbi Yosi, that's the Gemara we did. So let's go to the bottom paragraph. Tzorch lahavit she yisoh nechnas on the batek nesis v'omer miheishmei rabba yisimcha gedola. How do we know that? Gemara told us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mananei barosha, Hashem shakes his head in approval, v'omer, and he says, oh, gevaldik, ashrei emel shemekas no sokach. How fortunate is the king? Look at the way his children praise him. Yeheishmei agodol, the great name of God, shall be blessed forever and ever, for all olam haba. Umeidach, but in the other side of the coin, from the other perspective, b'yososman, at the same moment in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gamet star, he also feels the pain, v'omer, and he says, malo la'av shehiglas banav, oy vey, what's going to be with the father that had no choice but to send his children into Golos? And what was to the children that they were banished, they were sent into exile from the table of their fathers? Something that we've spoken about. How do you reconcile Hashem is happy? Well, oh, look how fortunate I am. I'm the Melech who's getting such great praise. And then he says, oh, what was to the father? What's going on over here? Which one is it? Is it Simcha? Is it Tsar? vote. Furthermore, Mao Hamiyuchad Bishvach Yeheshme Rabba. What is so special about Yeheshme Rabba? And what is so special? We saw the Rush tell us, if you say Yeheshme Rabba, you're a shutuf with Hashem and Maise Bracious and a Matan Taira. We saw Rishum Levi, Shabbos 119b, and you can be Mahapich Exar Din Rishum Shono. What'd you say? The name of God should be made great. What's so special? Shakarshuch Sameich Bemiyuchad Bekilozeh. You're giving Hashem the greatest happiness, some special happiness with this praise. Yoser Mishar Brochus Yishvachim. Like we said, 1,000 Amens doesn't equal one single Amen Yeheshme Rabba. It's scary. 1,000 Amens doesn't equal one. Matt, how do you ever talk in the middle of a Kaddish? What do you think about it? How do you ever not answer every single Amen Yeheshme Rabba? So what exactly are we doing when we say Yeheshme Rabba? HaMaharal, he bases it all on the Maharal, chapter 22 of Netzach Yisrael. Maral says, what's so special about Yeheshme Rabba? Ki Ashvach Hazeh Shu Amin Yeheshme Rabba Mora Amalas Yisrael. It's teaching us what? The galus, the elevated, lofty status of Klal Yisrael. Ki bo nisker mashalu nisker b'shum shvach. Because in these words, something is mentioned, that which is not mentioned in any other praise. She'omar, she'mavorach li'olam ol me'amaya. Ratzalomar, v'chol ha'olamas af li'olam haba. Every time we praise Hashem in this world, go into Shmoneh Esreh. What are we doing? We're saying, Hashem is praiseworthy in this world. Look at the world that He created. Look at what He's doing in this world. But what are we emphasizing over here? Hashem is not just blessed in this world. He's not just blessed for what He's done in the past, not for what He's doing currently here in the present, but He's going to be blessed and be great forever and ever and ever in all the eternal, infinite worlds, even in Olam Haba, for all infinity. God will be praised. So what exactly does he mean? Navarro said, Varma api devrei nefesh chayim. Famous nefesh chayim in Shar Beis and Perek Beis. Kemilas baruch einu lashon tiglu shvach kamo shishum pi haman. It doesn't mean blessed be God. We're not giving God a bracha. We're not blessing God. He doesn't need our minuscule blessing. What is the pshat of al emes ki baruch pirusho lashon tosefes v'ribui? It means I'm recognizing that God is the makor of all the bracha in the world. Baruch abrecha. What's a spring? It starts at one point and then it gets more and more. That's the idea of recognizing that Hashem is the source of all bracha in the world. Recognizing that now enables ourselves to be the receptacles of a continuation of that ribui bracha, the tosefes coming out from Hashem. Rachayim Olashen Zal Mevar Zos Barachava. He explains it at length. When we bless God, we're not giving God a bracha. He doesn't need our blessings. It's a recognition from our perspective that God alone is the sole source of all the blessing and influence in this world. And to the extent that we recognize this and inculcate it as a totally clear piece of our understanding, kachlu mazos. So then, in respect to that, zochem the shefa bracha in Roman. We'll be zochem even more bracha from Hashem the more we recognize and fully appreciate that God alone is the source of all the bracha in the world. Mk bracha neshvach laKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a praise to God. Aliba koshel the shefa bracha. It's a request, Hashem. You are the makor of all the brachas. I'm asking you, Hashem, baruch. You're the bracha. So please give me more. Give me more to It's not just a blessing to God, He should be blessed. I am uttering a tefillah and a request that I want God's great name to be revealed to all people throughout all of history and through the end of time. That's what we want. And we want it for our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We want God's name to be made great. The same with the Vilna Gaon writes in the Siddur Eishe Yisrael. And his introductory remarks to the Tfilas of Yom Naroim. You know what Yom Naroim is all about? Malchios. What's Rosh Hashanah? We blow the shofar. We coronate the king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech, Malchi, and Melochim. What's the yisod of the tefillos, writes the Gra? It's that what we're not davening for ourselves. This isn't achet. We're not doing tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. What's the Yom HaDin? I'm coming in front of the Almighty. I'm coming in front of the King of all kings. Recognizing that is going to mamela throughout a sesame tshuva, be more made a tshuva. But it's a recognition of being Mamlech Hashem as the Melech, Malchi, and Melochim. That's the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. That's what it means to be an Evan. That means that's Yeheshme Rabba. I'm being Makir Tov. Hashem is the sole source of all the bracha in the world, and I want it to be all about God. I want there to be a gilui of Kvod Malchus Shamayim. I want the world in its entirety to recognize. I want the day to come when everybody in the world recognizes that Hashem alone is the King of all kings, is the omniscient, omnipotent, almighty. He controls all, and His great name will be made greater and greater and more sanctified throughout all infinity. So, Maral adds as follows. Lafikach, Lomatzin Bakola Shvachim Shmaska Bayud Asid, Lomar Yeshme Rama Vrach Rak Shvachzeh. There's no other tefillah that's expressed in the future tense. All the other tefillahs are we praise God in the here and now, we praise Him currently. Baruchata, we're talking Hashem, we're praising Him now. What's Yeheshme? That's Loshen Asid, the prefix of the Yud that hints to what? The future. This is the only tefillah that what? Ki yuda asin mora al olam haba. Kamo sham results. And etchon sani aleph. We just had it. Az yashir moshe. Sharlo nemar el yashir. It doesn't say they sing. It says yashir. They'll sing in the future. Why? With the prefix of the yud that's loshen asin. Mikal etchias amesim in a taira. Meaning what? We're going to sing in the future. When are we going to have the greatest shira chadasho? By etchias amesim. Az yashir in the future was the greatest shira. Every time we say amin yaheshme rabo, it's packed. Packaging that koach of the shira, and it's praising our Kodesh Baruch Hu the Olam Olmei Amaya, praising Hashem forever. And what was that? What happened by Yaz Yashem Moshe? We saw Gilo Yakot Shemayim like we never before saw. Rosh Shulchayim Moshe Yecheska Musi Sharnaviyim. How many Yeshua Rabbah is? I want that same level of Giloy to be perpetuated 24/7, 365 throughout the end of time. Moshe Beinu Ramos B'Shirosa Gilo Yashalei, which is going to be Rak Los Lavo. Kikol Zman Sheish Rabbah Olam. As long as there's a Molek and Eve in the world, Hamahave Kain Stira Lekot Shemayim, which basically acts as a contradictory message to the glory of God, that means there's something lacking, something sorely deficient in the Giloy Kochamayim. Then you're going to see that even the Yitzhar Hashem controls, even Amalek Hashem controls. It's not going to be a stira to Kochamayim. Hashem is going to say, watch me destroy the Yitzhar Sukkot and base of an Alf. Watch me destroy Amalek. They're going to be a vehicle that's going to bring about an even greater Giloy Kodo Yisbarach. Because when you're in the darkness and then you see the light, now you have a greater appreciation. When you think there's a koach of ra outside of God, and then in one split second God destroys all the koach of ra, and retroactively we look back and say, wow, who had the ra on his fingertips all along? God, who could destroy them at any single moment. That's going to further enhance our appreciation and recognition of God's koach of mayim. When? Loss of love that's going to be in the future. I'm the Kamar Gila Kochayim Shlemos is only going to be Loss of Lovo. Kashayichla Shulton Rame Olam, when the sovereignty of evil gets completely destroyed. That's what we want. So then what does he go on to explain? What's the beginning of the Giloy? If you're a father and you see your children finally want something, that's the beginning of their recognition. The sheaf of the insatiable thirst, that desire to want the Kod Shemayim, that you go seven times a day. What do I want? I want to come get there. That already is the beginning of the Giloy of the Kod Shemayim. Because Hashem looks around the world and He shows His Malachim, look at my people. They recognize. What's the ultimate status? They recognize they're in the world that's chaser. They're in a world that's not utopia. That's not the ideal. Look at what they're asking for. Anytime you ask for something, that means what? You recognize that you're lacking. There's a heder. There's an absence of sorts. That means what's your sheifa? I want Kod Shemayim. Asking for Kod Shemayim means you're already halfway there. What's going to anyone in the 12-step program? Recognizing you have a problem is the first step in getting healthier. The first step in getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing how far away you are. Sam Levinson, 1960s bestseller, Everything But Money. Next time you feel yourself distanced from God, the first question you got to ask yourself is, who moved? God didn't go anywhere. Who moved? God didn't go anywhere. You moved. You were recognizing that you're the ones who moved, that you're missing. You're not close to God. Says God, I want to be close to you. Oh, you recognize you're not close. You want to be close? Oh, that's the beginning of the Giloy. Look around at Kleisol. They're already talking about a famous the same way Tsar Nicholas when he was walking by the streets in on Tishrav and he saw the Jews crying. He says, what are the Jews crying for? He says, what do you mean? He says, they're crying because their temple was destroyed. Says, when was it destroyed? Yesterday, a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Said, no, 2,000 years ago. He says, 2,000 years ago, they're still crying in the temple? He says, these people are going to one day see it rebuilt. If you can cry over a missing temple 2,000 years later, that means you're still longing for that temple. If you're still longing, that's already the beginning stage of you want it again. It's the same in the Maral says a number of places. We know that Gemara, the Anamachus, Chavdala, and Amadveis, Rabbi Kiva is laughing. When? When he sees the Holy of Holies, Shualim Ochabal, scurrying through the Holy of Holies. Why? Why is he happy now? Why does he have to see the foxes? Mashma. And if he didn't see the foxes, he wouldn't necessarily have laughed. They go, well, what does that have to tell us? Just say they walked by the ruins. You saw, oh, but now they saw Shualim Ochabal. Ask tomorrow, how you saw the foxes up? What's the fox? the lowly sly fox. It's his abode right now. That's low. That means what? That means it's so far removed from human dwelling that the foxes have taken it over. And the famous chidah we've mentioned many times, Shualim Usios Yishmael. Who's going to be the last one on the Temple Mount before Mashiach comes? The lowly foxes. Shualim, letters, Yishmael. The lowly sly foxes, Yishmael. When they're on the Temple Mount and they claim it to be their home, that's when you know Mashiach's around the corner. Start laughing, everybody. Because if Yishmael, the lowliest of the low, the Pera Adam, if they're scurrying through the they're playing soccer on the Temple Mount. The lowest of the low. They're playing soccer, Bizayim, Ashualim, they're running around, they think it's theirs. Then you know the Gula is right around the corner. So why? The Maharal says, because the Gula can only come when you've created such a vacuum, you recognize there's nowhere to go but up. What is a vacuum called in Hebrew? A chalal, an open space, a vacuum, chalal. Chalal, the Maharal says, is the same shoresh as what? Tchila, a beginning. When can you begin anew? When can you start from scratch? They destroyed any semblance of the past, now they're ready to start again and to build until they get to Matan Torah to rebuild anew. That's the idea of tchila. Tchila, new beginning is what? If you want to build a house, you want to come to Frankway, you want to build a Lawrence, right? There might be a few people who are doing it nowadays, right? You don't say, let me just take off one floor. If you're doing a house, you got to do it. You got to raise the whole building. That's it. You got to destroy the whole building. It's as if nobody was ever there. There never was a house there. You got to destroy it. If you want to do it right, build a house right, anyone will tell you. You got to destroy the whole building. Get rid of it. Bring in the construction crew. Destroy the whole thing. You got to start from scratch. When you make it a vacuum and there's nothing left inside, that's when you know you're ready to start building again. A new techila only comes when you have a halal. Where can you go to Olam Haba? Only when there's a corpse. What is a corpse called in Lashon HaKadosh? A halal, explains the Maharal. A halal is a corpse. Why? You can only have a new tequila when the neshama leaves the body behind. You can't go with your guf up to Olam Haba. Only when you leave your body behind and the neshama starts a new phase of existence and it leaves behind a corpse, a halal, can the neshama begin a new tequila and start anew and go to Olam Haba. That's the lowest of the low. That's when we can start building. Recognizing how much we're missing is the first step in building. It says, I got to build already. I want to do something. It says, that's exactly the idea. Hashem feels what? Hashem says it's one and one, the same thing. That's the Sifsei Chaim explaining the Maral Givaldik. Hashem is happy and sad at the same time. Hashem says, look at the praise. Look at the praise. They're in Golos. So what's the pshat? They're in Golos. They're in Golos. Oy, what was to the father had to kick them out of the house? What was to the children that had to be kicked out of the house? But at the same time, look what they're saying. They want to come back home. A child might run away from home, Rachmana Litzlan. And the father says, woe to the child. He doesn't know what he's missing. I have all the goodies waiting for him. I got a great bedroom, a great breakfast lunch. He doesn't know what he's missing. And won't end that I had to do things that got him kicked out of the house. But what? But if he overhears the child saying, I can't wait to come back home. I can't wait to come back home. That's the first step in coming back home. Even before you come back home. That means what? He recognizes that that's where he wants to be. He recognizes that that's where his utopia is going to transpire. Amela, when Kaiso says, Yehi Shmei Galim Avorach, what is that? I want to go to a place and a time when there's going to be Giloi Kvot Shemayim in the world. So Hashem says, fortunate is a king who has subjects, who has Kaiso. They recognize this is where they want to go. It's very sad, Mitzan Echad, that right now they're over there and I want them to be over. Oh, but they know this is where they want to be. Where are you? You are where you want to be. Some say, for many of the farsim say, hi, Avram Avinu, he's out to Chutzlar, he wants to be in Eretz Yisrael. It's like you're in Eretz Yisrael. Where your heart is, Libi Mimizrach, that's where you are. You are where your heart really is. If you say seven times a day, three times, the baskon comes out, and again, but you say seven times a day, and it's geschmack, seven praises, seven times a day, 70. What's your 70 year life? It's a life that says, all I want to do is I want to go to a Beis HaMikdash, where God's kisei is going to be shalom yet again, where God's name is going to be shalom. Ayei makom kavodo, add the aleph to case, make it into kisei, add the yud and the hey to yud and hey, and make it, you could turn your whole life upside down. Why? Because you recognize this is not my life. I want to have a life over here. I want my life to be in the Beis Midrash. This is what I'm yearning for. No matter how much money, no matter how much of a beautiful home and a beautiful, gosh, everything that we have, we recognize this isn't the final destination. The final destination is Eretz Yisrael, where we're going to have the Shlemus, we're going to have the Ruchnius. That's going to be the ultimate. That's Yehi Shmei Rambo. It's giving Hashem the Simcha and the Tzar at the same time. Amela, why does it have to be an Aramaic to make sure that everybody understands? But adds the Rokeach just very quickly. Who is masakin it? It's not a takana. The Rokeach says of Anshekinesa Gadola. It's a takana that came later from the door of the Tanoim after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and they were masakin B'Losh and Rami. Why? So that not only would everybody understand, but that everybody would know that it's a takana sachroinim, a little takana sweshoinim. It's not part of the regular tefillah like Anshekinesa Gadola or masakin in the davening. This is not a regular part of the davening. This is a part that came later to distinguish from this and the rest of davening. This came already from the Tanoim, who now lived after the Churban. And like the Maral, it's very geschmack, Amin Heshmei Rabba, to show that it's different. This is a post-Churban. This is already in the generations of the Tanoim that are seeing the Churbas Yushalayim. But what? In the Churbas Yushalayim, what's the voice coming out? To Heshmei Agadah Mavarach. This Paschal is coming out when we see the ruins of Yushalayim, the total ruins, and we're starting to forget already about the Beis HaMikdash. Heshmei reminds us that's where we want to go. That's our Tachana Sofit. That's the final destination. Let's keep saying with Kavano, let's turn our lives upside down to get back to where we want to go, and Emet Hashem will get there.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.